WHLM. Jim Doyle and the Husky Spotlight.
A native of Glenmore, Pennsylvania, and a graduate of Downingtown West High School, Todd Gibler is in his third season as a starter. He entered the season with 50 career tackles and 4 sacks and has added 6 tackles and 1.5 sacks this season for one of the PSAC's top defensive units. Todd Gibler is one of the Huskies' 4 captains this season. Has that changed the way he approaches practices and games?
I've been here for 4.5 years now, so I like to think that I was voted captain because of how I acted the 4 years before, but to be honest, it's really not. It's an honor, and really can't think about, if more eyes are on you or not. It's just a position. You got to go out there and do your job like everybody else.
Are you a vocal leader or more by example?
Oh, I'm definitely an example guy. Guys like Ben Weber, he likes to make fun of me because I'm not a very loud yeller. But I've never been growing up or anything, so I like to lead by example, and hopefully, the old saying, actions speak louder than words.
This defense has great numbers. Right now you're in like the top 3 in every major category in the PSAC. You lost a great pass rusher in Justin Presley. You lost the player of the year in Anthony Smith. I'm sure some people thought that you would fall off a little bit and maybe are surprised. Are you surprised the defense is so good this season?
Well, that's the great thing about the BU defense here is we like to rotate guys in and out. So really, when it's your chance to step up and be the starter, you've been around, you're comfortable with the guys playing, and everyone has confidence in you. And it really, that's why it's good cohesiveness on defense, and guys are willing to play for each other, not themselves.
You mentioned that rotation. I'm sure that you're a great competitor. You'd like to be in on every play, but you're not. That's not the way they do things here. Ultimately, is it a good thing, though, that there's always fresh bodies coming in?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing. I mean, maybe a player or two in the first half you don't want to be in, but that also keeps your legs fresh for, in the end, if you're in a play that needs to be made, then you never know. It's a game of inches, and every little bit helps. And having guys in and out, you saw this week Dave Hewitt was hurt. But the guys that played it stepped in and have been around, they know what they're doing. So you miss a guy, but at the same time, again, it's just everybody's got a job to do, and they go out there and do it.
You play kind of an unsung position, don't you? Those down linemen on defense, you're not going to get a lot of tackles, you're not going to get a lot of sacks because you're in heavy traffic, but what do you see as your role to this team?
Well, as long as the linebackers are making tackles, they must be doing something right. So, it feels great when guys like Pidge gets player of the week or Mike, then, that's kind of a compliment to us. And the defense as a whole really means everybody's doing their job. And some weeks it's guys to shine, but they've been doing a great job. And it's kind of like blocking for a running back, It just feels good when the defense does good.
You played your high school football at Downingtown West?
Yes.
What was your role on that team?
I was a defensive end, offensive guard, and a wing tee, so I got to pull a lot, but pretty much the same here, except I got to play offense, too.
What led you to Bloomsburg University? What made you make that decision?
Well, it was actually more or less a family decision when Coach Hale first started Westchester. He got to coach my dad, because he was a linebacker there, and then my brother Colt was up here already playing, and it wasn't that I had to, but it was just a nice fit, and really glad I think I made the right decision.
What was the toughest adjustment to college football?
Everybody else is bigger than me. But really, just the speed and the size of the game. And, you come in high school, there's everybody that comes up to college now are standout. We're standouts in high school. So, it's just a different system. And you have to get used to it. But as long as you work hard, you can get used to it.
What's your major here at Bloomsburg?
I'm an environmental planning major.
And I understand you did an internship in the off season. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was down in Skipack Township, which is next to Lansdale, closer to Philadelphia, and my role there was just mapping out their whole stormwater system, which is important nowadays, all the environmental stuff, and really got to learn the ins and outs of local government as well, and it was definitely a good experience.
So you're going to graduate in December?
Correct.
Right after the national championship game.
Well, hopefully I'll be playing in that instead of walking, but either one will be fantastic.
And what could you foresee yourself doing like a year from now?
Year from now? Well, I'm actually engaged now, so hopefully I'll be married by then, maybe. But I've had an interview already up close to here, and hopefully the job works out. And you never know nowadays where you're going to end up.
What sort of job?
Oh, it's dealing with the Marcellus shale drilling. I like to get into that kind of stuff. Keeping everything friendly and to deal with all that type of stuff, keep people's properties from getting contaminated. And, you know, help the environment and the people that are in it.
Bloomsburg University's senior defensive tackle Todd Gibler in the Husky spotlight.
WHLM, Columbia County Sports Leader.